If you are anything like me, you've probably decided not to reflect over the past 2 years to assess your acting or your career progress. There have been just too many sidelines and shifts, let alone think about how you're going to move your career forward. Now, I've got a great idea that will help you with your auditions and take you from thinking, "Am I ready for what's next?" to, "All right, what's next?" I'll explain how being a reader for auditions can change your outlook and your career on this episode of Casting Actors Cast, the podcast for actors from a casting director. Stick around.
Welcome to Casting Actors Cast, the podcast and video for actors. Each week, we provide practical, useful information to advance your craft and your career in the business of show. And now, here's your host, casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to today's episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach with the McCorkle Group in New York. How are you? I hope you're doing well. I'm doing really well, and I'm really excited about sharing some information about what it is to be a reader and how do you become a reader for auditions. But first, this is that moment of the podcast where I get to say thank you so much for tuning in. It's been so wonderful that you have been writing, you've been leaving reviews and likes and shares, giving me a thumbs up, whether you're watching on YouTube or you're tuning in on any of the multiple podcast providers, I could not be more grateful. I invite you to check out our website, castingactorscast.com, for all kinds of information, not only about the podcast, but if you fill out that form that says dive into the talent pool, it's going to open up some freebies for you, absolutely free. One is a book that I wrote called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the Voiceover Workshop for Professional Actors. It's 100-page PDF all about doing voiceover work. Additionally, I put a video together. It's a 20-minute video. It's a private video only for you. It's called Casting Director Secrets, but they don't want you to know. But guess what? I'm going to share that information with you in this free 20-minute video. By the way, I'm giving away these freebies for your name and your email address. I don't spam you. I don't do anything with that. I might occasionally send out an announcement of something that's taking place, but frankly, that is not my jam. I'm not here to garner support from you other than you leaving a like or a share or a thumbs up or, most importantly, a comment. Also, I'm reading some of the comments I'm getting on iTunes because you know what? If you say something nice on iTunes and you leave a several stars or, you know, you give me a positive review, it just helps get this patio, these podcast videos, to a lot more people. So that's what I'm interested in. I'm interested in growing and expanding this audience. So thank you for that. Let's just take a quick shout out for our good friends at Actors Connection, and I'm going to do also a shout out from a review that I've received. So we'll be right back.
And now it's time for this week's shout outs.
Here's a shout out to my good friends at Actors Connection. Guess what? All of their classes are online. Yeah, you can take all kinds of workshops, intensives, all from industry professionals. So hello to my friends at Actors Connection. You got to check them out. So here's a shout out that I received, and I get all kinds of emails. So I just pick one and I want to read it to you. Hopefully you'll be inspired to want to reach out and make a connection as well. This is the message. It was such a pleasure to meet you during one-on-one advanced industry workshop. I'm enjoying the podcast and can't wait to hear what other golden nuggets of insight you have for actors. Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate that. That's from B-M-I-R-R-I-A-H. B. Mira. All right. Thank you for that. Let's talk a little bit about what it is to be a reader. First, we have to define it. If you're not sure what a reader is, that's even more exciting that you get to hear this new kind of idea that you might not have thought of. But for those of you who know what this is all about, I'm going to give you some additional insights that you might not have thought of as well. But first, being a reader is simply getting hired by either a theater or a producer or a casting director to read with all of the actors that are auditioning for a role. So if you have several actors that are up to audition for a role, you are the reader reading opposite those actors. Now, the process can take anywhere from an hour to multiple days over time if there are a lot of actors that are auditioning. So something to be prepared for. So I put together five ways that being a reader can be really, really great for you. So consider being a reader. First of all, number one, audition confidence. You are going to feel so much better about your own work as an actor after spending a day in an audition room with other actors. You're going to learn so quickly about what to do and what not to do when you walk into an audition space. It's like a master's degree in auditioning after just one day of being a reader. Your confidence level will increase greatly. Now, I'm not trying to say anything bad about those people that are auditioning. I'm just saying that a lot of actors come in with a lot of preconceived notions and their own, their own blocks to progress when they audition. And that a lot of it has to do, I think, with confidence. So you get and gain a lot of audition confidence if you are an audition reader. The second thing, relationship development. What I mean by that is that you get to make good, positive business connections with directors, producers, and casting directors. Perhaps the writer is also involved in the audition process. So what a great way that you can get to learn, like be a little fly on the wall and learn from these other professionals. So you can have wonderful relationships grow just because your presence and your participation is so vital to the process. And spending a day with these folks can be very inspiring. I found that to be the case when I was a reader, but it's also when I hear from other actors who we are giving reader jobs to here at McCorkle Casting. Number three, on-camera experience with multiple actors. Just think about it. If you're reading the same scene or same handful of scenes with different actors throughout the course of a day, what an amazing way that you can really key into those actors that are giving you some, I don't know, connecting with material, their personality, just literally experiencing what you're getting from other actors can be very inspiring and very educational at the same time. So number three, on-camera experience with multiple actors is phenomenal. Number four, guess what? Sometimes you get paid. That's right. At McCorkle Casting, if you're brought in to be a reader for theater auditions, you get paid for your time. Now, I will tell you that for film and television auditions, we ask that the actors volunteer their time. We don't pay them. But we do pay them for theater. And the reason being is that many times the theater auditions go over several days. Sometimes the process is a little bit longer, especially now that we're starting to get back in person. And so because of that, many of our regional theaters are happy to pay minimum wage. So in New York, that's $15 an hour in order to be a reader. So sometimes it's not like nothing, it's something. And for those theater jobs, it's really kind of a cool thing that you get to learn a lot. Plus, you're getting a little scratch on the side. Like I said, it's not like get rich doing this as a full-time job. It doesn't work out that way. It's only on an as-needed basis. But still, your time is worth something, and your talent will thank you for that time. Number five, this is often overlooked, but many, many times there's new material that we're auditioning with. And many times readers get first crack at that new material. So number five, you might have access to the newest plays, the newest projects that are going on. That's kind of exciting, don't you think? Now let's move on from there. So those are the five things that I think you can expect. But here are now five things that an audition reader should not expect. So this is equally important. These are those things that actors come in with. And I've had this experience where they get all excited. They come in to be a reader. And ultimately, they have some level of disappointment because it's not exactly what they were thinking it would do for them. Number one, things that the reader should not expect is you should not expect that you're going to get hired for the project. Hello? We take very great pains at McCorkle Casting to make sure the actors we bring in to readers are going to service the audition. If it's a part that you're really, really right for, we are not probably going to bring you in. On the other hand, we don't want there to be anything so far removed from what we're looking for. So that's why many times we'll hire actors that are already working. Sometimes we'll hire actors that have a gig already committed, and then they'll just come in to be a reader to sort of fill up that time between their free time and the time that they actually start their job. So it's, being a reader is important, and it can contribute to an actor's getting hired or not. And so we want to make sure we bring in the best people. But the actor who's a reader should not expect that suddenly there's going to be a job for them. Number two, do not expect to become besties with the director, producer, or writer. You know what I'm saying? We've had situations where the actor has come in to being a reader, and the first thing they do is hand the director the picture. Now, you know what? That's inappropriate. That's wrong. You're simply hired to fulfill the task and the job that we need you for. And for you to think that this is going to be, you know, a stepping stone for a career, I would really prefer that that's something that you don't do. It's something that we've had to in the past say to readers, I'm sorry, we're going to have to find another reader. I'm sorry to sound so harsh about it, but I hope you can understand and appreciate. The producer and the writer and the director, whoever else is in the room, including casting, are very focused on making sure we can find the right part for the right actor. And so it's important that you don't usurp what you are being asked to do by handing your picture and resume or trying to cozy up to the producer or the director or the writer. It's really just a really fun, cool job. That's it. And that continues on to number three, participation in the casting process. Once the actor has auditioned and left the room, oftentimes there is a discussion that takes place among the producer, the director, or the casting director, just to get additional information about the actor. You know what? You are not being asked to contribute what you thought. This is very, very important. Again, I'm sure you have opinions, and I'm sure with your talent and your skill set and your contributing, that's great, but not in the casting process. That's a big mistake and quite a no-no. And so being sort of just the fly on the wall, kind of emotionally disappearing from those discussions is a smart move on your part. It'll actually increase your value over time because you understand how it works. And that's why it's an important thing. Number four, focused attention on your interpretation. What I'm trying to say there is that it is not you auditioning. And for you to have any kind of expectation that you're going to get feedback is a mistake, is wrong. You are not going to get feedback when you are a reader. You might get the producer or the director saying, could you slow down a little bit or give you some kind of a note? But this is not about you at all. I'm sorry to say it in those terms, but I'm sure for those of you who know what I'm talking about, you get it. This is not about you. This is about how you can help that actor who is auditioning. And number five, please don't view being a reader as exercising your need to be a performer or your need to perform. Again, this is about how you're going to help others, not necessarily how you are helping yourself. The helping yourself part happens when you are an observer of the process, not trying to actively inject yourself into the work. So let's move on from there. Five things to consider while reading for auditions. Now, this is in keeping what we talked about just a second ago about not trying to inject yourself. But here are some preparation things to think about and some general protocol ideas for you to contemplate as you think about what it is to be a reader. Number one, it's important that you know the material. So oftentimes you'll get the material could be a week in advance. It could be 24 hours in advance. It might not be any more than that, but it's incumbent upon you to be as familiar and comfortable with the material as possible. You are not acting. So number two, do not try to act with the talent. Like I alluded to earlier, it's important that you serve up the material so that the actor who is auditioning looks as good as possible. In other words, if you try to act with the other actor in the scene, then you're giving equal attention and focus to yourself. And that's a skill set that is great when you're auditioning with another actor. But when you are a reader, it's simply a matter of effectively giving up the cues to the actor who is auditioning to help them as much as you possibly can. So in a very real sense, there is a skill set that is separate from being an actor when you are a reader. Something to consider. And I know that there might be questions about that, so you might want to hit me up with some additional questions if that isn't that clear. Number three, something to consider being a reader is you need to simply be of service to the process and not to contribute with your opinions. Number four, never, ever, ever repeat what might be said outside the room. Now, let me just be clear about this, because I think that this you might misinterpret what I'm saying here. There are all kinds of discussions that need to take place after an actor auditions. It is always about whether the actor fits into the vision of what the role is asking for. Period. End of story. I have not heard there be personal discussions about the actor ever. It is always about what they can bring to the table, how their audition is different from maybe another actor's interpretation. How does the producer want to envision that role by these actors? And so that is what the discussion is about. Now, I will also say, truthfully, sometimes there are things that are said that might not necessarily shock you, but in order to get the job done, sometimes there's discussions that might be difficult or might make you go, wow, that's really interesting. You know, like, gosh, that actor didn't come in as prepared as we were hoping. So if something like that happens, but you know what? That's something that we're having a discussion about inside the room. Your being inside the room means that there is an implied assumption that you are going to be cool with whatever is discussed and to never, ever repeat that outside of the audition space. It's a trust issue, and it's important, especially if we have a job to do and a task to accomplish. So I guess what I'm trying to say, I'm not doing the best job of it, is that we're not trashing actors after an actor leaves the room. That never happens. But we are talking about those things that need to be addressed in order to make the decision about whether the actor is right or not. I hope that makes sense. Number five, I think this goes without saying, but I want to say it anyway, and that is you need to be consistent with each actor. Your own personal sense about which you like better or whose actor, you know, which actor you're responding to or whatever, you cannot let your own personal feelings sort of dissuade you from, you know, changing your interpretation simply because you have some kind of preference or prejudice about that actor. So it's just important to simply be consistent. I think that makes sense. Now, it's not a terrible thing, but, you know, I want everyone who's listening to this podcast to understand that I, as an actor, I used to go into auditions and it seemed like the reader was just a disengaged stage manager who could barely read the words. You know what? That doesn't happen in our office. So even though you might perceive the reader as being bored out of their mind, understand that there's a reason for that reader to be there and to simply either let the reader help you if that's what they're trying to do, or simply don't let the reader influence the way you want to interpret playing the part. But I can assure you that for the most part, Actors are hired as readers because of their ability to communicate clearly and well to the actor who is auditioning. Now let's wrap up this podcast by talking about the 5 steps to becoming a reader. So have I interested you in this? Is this something that is perking your interest? I hope so. So the first step is to contact the casting directors that you have a relationship with, either by email or even snail mail. Email probably is preferred, but not always. Sometimes casting directors are vehement about actors trying to contact them through their business email. I kind of don't get that. Most casting people have 2 different sets of email. They have one that's for their business stuff, and then there's another for actors and for communications, even like a Facebook page, something like that. So there is a way that you can contact these casting directors. But understand, I want to make this clear that I said the casting director that you have a relationship with. Cold calling a casting director and asking to be a reader is a complete waste of your time. Much better to make contact and help remind that casting director how they met, whether it was in a class or whether we brought you into audition and it's something that you want to do. And so just simply making contact is one thing, but making contact with somebody you already have or are already developing a relationship with just makes really good sense. Also, it's important that you let reps know. If you have an agent, let the reps know that you'd like to be a reader, and perhaps they have good relationships with a few of those casting directors, and they can put in a good word for you being a reader. Now, doesn't that make sense? Now, if you are writing to casting directors and letting your agents know, it's important that you really are clear with why you want to participate. And the reason, generally speaking, that is most helpful for actors is that you just simply love the audition process and you would really like to participate and contribute in a small way to helping a project. Something that's positive, something that really is meaningful, that really does make a concerted effort to show your sincerity and interest is all that you need to do in a introductory letter to those casting directors or agents or whatever that you have a relationship with. Number 4, you've probably guessed this one already, and that is you need to follow up. It doesn't happen quickly. Following up simply means just reminding you that I would still be interested in any project that you might need a reader for. It's not about saturating all of those casting directors with reminders on a weekly basis. On an occasional basis, it really is not a problem, and casting directors understand. Persistence does pay, but if you're feeling like you might be a little bit pushy, then that's the sign not to do it. The better choice is to, on occasion, remind those folks that are interested in having readers, if they're putting the shout out for readers, that you would certainly be interested as well. Finally, understand that it just simply takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. As I mentioned earlier at McCorkle Casting, we're very careful about making sure we put the right reader into that place that can help the director and the producer hear how the actor is going to play the part. And I mean the actor that's auditioning. So listen, I didn't mean for this also to be an invitation for you to sort of, you know, hit me up for being a reader. And I open myself up because I just am saying, listen, it takes time. Give time time. And if it's something, if it's a relationship that you and I might have, that's fine. Certainly you can do that. But also know that there is a process involved. And we have at McCorkle Casting, for example, we have a book of readers that we like using. These are people that are friendly, really fun to be with, that understand how the job works. And it makes the atmosphere and the energy in the audition room a positive one. That's another consideration that I would just throw out there to you. Hey, listen, I hope that this has been helpful to you. I hope you got some good ideas. Maybe think about what it is to be a reader. But boy, I promise you, you will not regret if you become a reader, because it will open your eyes up in such a good way and you will feel so much better about your own work. It'll put you on the right track for the new year. Let's look ahead, shall we? I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach, and this is Casting Actors Cast.
Thank you for joining Casting Actors Cast. please don't forget to review, like, and share Casting Actors Cast wherever you get your podcast videos. Thanks. I'm Megan Grace Martinez.